Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishman, Sarbi Akashom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel. Tomorrow, in the Tabra Amud Aleph, when it speaks about the Tshuva of Menashe, so the Gemara dashes Vayishma Elo Vayachter Loi. Why it says Vayachter Loi? Min Lamet Shasalor Kodesh Bochu Kimin Machteris Barakia Kedele Kablo B'Tshuva Mipri Midas Adin. Kivyochal Kodesh Bochu dug a tunnel for Menashe to be able to be accepted in Tshuva because of Midas Adin. So the Rama over here explains, what does it mean? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wishes to do. So there's no din of Machteres. Machteres means that he's doing it in hiding. He's doing like a tunnel to get somebody, to accept somebody with Tshuva because of Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no rules that he has to follow. But explains the Rama, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin, and they both have to work together. Midas HaDin means that people do not get what they don't deserve. Sometimes we allow a little bit of a leeway to give to people more than they deserve, but it's still under the control of Midas HaDin, of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with this Midas HaDin, to have these controls and to have judgment and not to give someone something he does not deserve. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going lifni mishur hasadin, meaning completely ignoring the midas hadin, so that is called b'derech moshel machteres. Kivyochol, there is the regular mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world, and then there's something which is going against it completely. And he goes on to say another explanation which is very similar to the first one. The first one just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, hiding from Midas HaDin, meaning going not in the realm that he created in the world, not in the regular way. The another nekudah is that itself is another midah. There is a midah, which is the midah of special rachamim that we have in the world, but that midah is hidden from Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin, so to speak, doesn't know this, does not recognize that midah, because it doesn't fit the regular judgment system. And that is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to mekabel Menashe, something which is hidden, which is not part of the regular system of the Bria. And the Maharal, in very short, says a similar concept, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Menashe without using Midas HaDin, only using the midah of Chesed. That's the Chatir. The Chatir is going through a system, the Midas HaDin is not there. And the Teres Chaim adds over here, that in general, all Baalei Tshuva, they have to use some kind of a pathway which is different than the regular world. He brings the Gemara in Ayin Pesachim that says that when it says Yedei Odom Mitachas Kalfeim, it says not Yedei Yadoi, it's Yodei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shipruso Tachas Kanfei Achayos Kedekabel Baalei Tshuva. Every Baal Tshuva is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a little bit of a way which is not the regular Midas HaDin. But a Menashe, you need an extra hand. You need an extra path. Because he was so not fitting Al Pi Midas HaDin, it was supposed to be another Chatira, another way, another path for him to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Mekubalim explain, and this is really what the Afik Yam, it's like Isaac Chover explains over here, is the idea that there is a midah which is beyond the ways of this world. The ways of this world, as the Rama explained, is midas adin, and maybe a combination of din and chesed together, which brings rachamim. That's the anhaga of this world down here. When a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnag in a special midas rachamim, so then it's coming from a much higher world. From the Elyoin Elyoinim, from something which is not part of the system of this world. This is what we know, the Yud Gimel Midas Shirachim, the 13th special Midas of Rachamim, is a special Midas that comes from Mokom Elyoin B'Yosef, a very high place. The Lashon that Afik Yam is using, it's coming from what's called Bino. Bino is above the world. We know that Yom HaKippurim is called Almo de Bino in Lashon of Chazal. It's a high place which is not part of the regular system of this world. In order to accept Menashe B'Tshuva, you need to have a special pathway to let him come in. And this explains something in our Gemara, because we learned this daf starts with a machlokes. Does Menashe come L'Olam Habo, or Menashe is not coming L'Olam Habo? As some of the Mefarshim point out, it's not a machlokes, did he do Tshuva or not? He clearly did tshuva for 33 years. But the shaila is, did the tshuva work, and did he was able to change his fate to come to Olam Haba? And we see over here that even the mandama that holds that he was successful and he did come to Olam Haba, but it was a special chatira, it was a special digging that Kadosh Baruch Hu need to do, so to speak. Special midah of rachamim to accept him. Because al pi din, al pi what he did such terrible things in Beis HaMikdash that there is no such way of fixing what he did. Al pi din, it's not really pasha to rectify what he did. It comes out that both mandam are very close to each other. Menashe did terrible things. He tried to do tshuva. And al pi din, the tshuva is not accepted. But there's a shita that says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did a special mitzvah serachim for him to bring him back to Olam Haba already at this stage. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email list or wants to go, please email shomarshavah@gmail.com.